Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly Black, from APM. I'm Tessa Wandamagnou. Representation is a vital part of the fight for equity in the arts. For example, if you see somebody who looks like you doing something you're interested in, you're more likely to try it too. A 2021 study found that only 4.2% of orchestra musicians nationwide are Black. According to composer Omar Thomas, that low percentage of representation extends to the repertoire as well. In all his years playing in concert bands, Omar said he never got to play music celebrating Black traditions. Now, as a composer, he writes music he wished he could have played. Those pieces speak directly to the issues of representation, social consciousness, and liberation. Thomas wrote a piece called Of Our New Day Begun to honor the 9 victims of an act of domestic terrorism that occurred in Charleston, South Carolina, and Mother Emmanuel, the African Methodist Episcopal Church in 2015. The wild thing is that those 9 souls were killed exactly 123 years to the day when that church was burned to the ground. That's when Deacon Denmark Vesey and his co-collaborators were plotting the liberation of thousands of African slaves in the 19th century. Omar Thomas said the piece he wrote is rooted in the Black American church tradition. And though it begins in tragedy, you can hear an arc towards hope for the future. The anchor of the piece is the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, a song that has served as a cry for liberation and affirmation for all Black people. That includes those in the LGBTQ+ communities. As an openly gay man, Thomas has written numerous works to tell their stories. He tried to make an It Gets Better video several times. In the end, he decided it would be best for his message to be in musical form. We Will Know, an LGBT civil rights piece in 4 movements, ends with a cry for liberation and a jubilant reimagining of We Shall Overcome. More recently, Thomas wrote A Mother of a Revolution, to celebrate the bravery of trans women, specifically Marsha Pay-It-No-Mind Johnson, one of the instigators of the famous Stonewall Uprising of June 28, 1969. It's music that honors the legacy and the memory of trans lives lost to violence. And it lifts up trans women worldwide who continue to exist unapologetically and who demand to be seen. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. I'm Tessa. You can hear more on yourclassical.org.